It is Tuesday, October 1st, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. Support for KUAF is provided by the 8th Annual Cherokee Art Market, featuring 130 Native American artists, along with interactive cultural demonstrations held October 12th and 13th inside Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Tulsa. More information is available at CherokeeArtMarket.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, an unusually significant Tuesday as the healthcare exchange goes live in Arkansas today and the rhetoric in Washington, D.C. escalates as the federal government comes to a halt. John Brumman will talk to Roby Brock about a particularly contentious time in politics.
Plus, the muralist Mazur leaves a multicolored mark on Springdale.
First, Governor Mike Beebe says a federal shutdown will result in between 600 and 6,000 Arkansas jobs being furloughed in the short term and up to 18,000 if it's prolonged. Governor Beebe and the heads of several state agencies gathered yesterday afternoon to discuss how Arkansas plans to move forward in the event federal funds are halted by a shutdown. Governor Beebe says the state can't pick up the slack.
The state is not in a position to, nor will we, bail out the federal government. I mean, we just don't have the resources to be able to do it, nor is it our intention to do so.
The governor says he'll work to find unorthodox solutions to keep essential services running. He warns programs for low-income Arkansans are likely to face the most severe cuts because a greater percentage of their funding comes from federal sources. This includes up to 85,000 meals for children this week alone.
The government shutdown affects many federally funded programs, such as the furlough of federal workers to the closure of national parks like the Buffalo National River. But Arkansas Department of Health officials yesterday reached an agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to keep one program going after the government shutdown. The two agencies agreed to keep the Women's, Infants, and Children's Program, or WIC, funded on a week-by-week basis. Ed Barham, spokesperson for the State Health Department, says the program's continued funding is crucial for those the nutrition program serves.
We'll be working with the USDA trying to find ways to fund the program past this next week, and those negotiations are going to be ongoing. We'll continue to try to find a way to provide proper nutrition for women, infants, and children through our WIC program.
273 State Health Department employees' jobs are funded through the WIC program. The agreement between the USDA and State Health Department will cover state administrative costs for this week, which will prevent furloughing of WIC staff and allow the state to continue issuing WIC certifications and recertifications without interruption. But Barham says the issue is far from solved.
We'll be working with the USDA trying to find ways to fund the program past this next week, and those negotiations are going to be ongoing. We'll continue to try to find a way to provide proper nutrition for women, infants, and children through our WIC program.
According to the health department, WIC provides supplemental foods for children's periods of critical growth and development, nutrition education, information and support for breastfeeding, and referrals for other health services.
Arkansas lawmakers yesterday rejected a $4.5 million contract to promote the new health insurance marketplace. It comes as enrollment begins today. The contract called for spending federal money on TV, radio, and newspaper ads, as well as direct mail and billboards. Governor Beebe reacted, saying it seems lawmakers are contradicting themselves.
If you're voting for the private option, I mean, how do they expect to get the word out? Now, maybe they've got a better way, and I'm certainly open to listen. If they've got a better way to get that message out to people, and maybe they want less money spent on this kind of message getting out or more on a different kind, I'm certainly open to listen to what they've got to say.
Meanwhile, Heather Haywood with Arkansas Health Connector says there will be an event today at the Clinton School of Public Service to help people learn more and sign up with one of the four companies taking part.
Those attending the event can meet with trained and licensed guides to assist with enrollment. We will have information about the new health insurance marketplace. We will have the Department of Human Services on hand, and we will also have SHIP, which is our Senior Health Information Program. We will have those people on hand to assist consumers with information and also help them enroll.
Officials expect about 500,000 Arkansans to use the online marketplace to sign up. The insurance marketplace was created as part of the federal health care law, which will not be affected by the federal government shutdown.
And with state lawmakers refusing to spend advertising dollars to promote the health insurance marketplace, state health officials are moving forward with other efforts to make sure residents meet enrollment deadlines. During an event yesterday at the Clinton School in Little Rock, Arkansas Surgeon General Joe Thompson said the state's healthcare system has been on the verge of collapse because 1/4 of Arkansans between the ages of 19 and 64 have not had health insurance coverage. But with open enrollment beginning for the insurance marketplace, today is the first day for that 25% to get coverage.
The most important day really is probably around December 15th because coverage starts on January 1st. So December 15th is the important day so that we maximize, optimize people's coverage. March 31st is the last day that they can sign up for this year. So we now are firing a shot to try to get as many of 550,000 Arkansans who today don't have health insurance coverage.
Andy Allison, Arkansas Medicaid Director with the Department of Human Services, says more work must be done to help residents understand the costs and benefits of enrolling early.
For those above 138% of poverty, enrollment's not immediate. Costs are incurred immediately upon the onset of some acute or high-cost event. So again, we have a tremendous communication challenge so that citizens understand the cost involved in the healthcare system, how to avoid them, how to be personally responsible, how to take advantage.
Cindy Crone is the insurance deputy commissioner for the online marketplace. She says the coverage provided by the new plans will ultimately benefit all Arkansans.
We've talked about what's in it for low-income people or people under 400% of the federal poverty level, which is most of Arkansans. 75% or more would hit that threshold. But all of us above that will be helped also, because on average we're paying about $1,500 a year more in insurance premiums to help pay for those who have no coverage, to pay for the uncompensated care. So as people get healthier and everybody gets in, then the costs for everyone, including the full pay, will go down as well.
In all, the four companies participating are offering 71 plans on the exchange. For more information on health insurance plans, go to arhealthconnector.org or healthcare.gov.
Mostly cloudy tonight, lows between 64 and 69 throughout the region. Tomorrow, there is a 30% chance of showers in northwest Arkansas with a high in the lower 80s. 40% chance of showers tomorrow for the Arkansas River Valley with highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, lows from 64 to 68.